It's almost 13 minutes past seven, and Brian Finn's here with our first look at the business news. Morning, Brian.
Thank you, Rachel. Good morning. Asian markets bounced back overnight following the lead from the US, where markets staged an impressive comeback late on Friday. That in response to some good economic data stateside. However, the volatility seen in the last week or so may not be over yet. Chinese GDP figures are due out in the coming days. The government there has been penciling in third quarter growth of 7.7%, but it's expected that it could come in as low as 7.2%, which could send markets back into a tailspin. It's also third quarter earnings season in the US, with some big names reporting this week. Apple will outline its performance for the 3 months from July to the end of September tonight. It's expected to report a fairly decent outcome, with analysts looking at a 12% increase in iPhone sales, but an 8% fall in iPad sales. The outlook for the all-important holiday season is expected to be good. It's also anticipated that Apple will launch its e-payment system in the US with partners including Chase and Citibank. The Wall Street Journal has been reporting that a consortium of investors from Hong Kong and Abu Dhabi are lining up to buy sports goods maker Reebok from Adidas. It's reported that they will offer in excess of $2 billion for the company, which Adidas acquired 8 years ago for $3.8 billion. Jinwell Capital and its partners argue that Reebok would fare better as an independent company. There was a 40% increase in building project commencements in the first eight months of the year compared to the same period last year. That's according to the National Construction Index compiled by the group Link to Plans. Planning applications were up 12%. The group compiles the data from real-time planning and project information in each of the local authority areas. Most of the gains, however, were front-loaded towards the start of the year. And we'll be hearing from Danny O'Shea of Link to Plans in the later bulletin. But for now, on the currencies, the euro is trading at $1.27.5 and 79.2 pence sterling, Rachel.
Thank you, Brian.